This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, right. Good evening. Welcome back. I hope you all had a good winter break. So for the halachas shiv, the halachas slot, what I was hoping to do, rather than do a standalone topic for the next several weeks, is to focus on a little mini-series on Hilchas Brachas. Hilchas Brachas is absolutely fascinating. I remember when I was in yeshiva, there was a fellow who came to me. He was holding a sefer behind his back, and he said to me, "Do you want to read a book that's going to change your life?" So I was intrigued. What is this sefer that is life-changing? And I said, okay. And then he takes out a sefer, I think it was Vasein Brocha. I think it was pre-art scroll days. And it was a book on the halachas of Hilchas Brachas, all the halachas of Brachas. And he's right, because in a way, Hilchas Brachas is so pervasive in our lives that it is life-changing. We're making brachas constantly. At least we try and make 100 brachas a day. And there's so many other times that we are connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we make brachas, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of tefillah. When we make brachas, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. And therefore, Hilchas Brachas is something which we'll hopefully explore. There's lots and lots to focus on, to talk about. And Mitzvah Hashem, we've got the booklet. If you're listening online, email me please at j.golka@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. Let's go through. We'll start off tonight, just the introduction. The starting point is a very interesting paragraph from the Sefer Kata Kemach. Sefer Kata Kemach was written by Rabbeinu Bachai, an old Sefer. He has some very powerful thoughts in there. And here on Eis Bracha, this is what he says. We use the term brachas. We say the words Baruch Atah Hashem, like I said, dozens of times a day. What does it actually mean? Baruch Atah Hashem. So we'll translate it as Blessed are you Hashem. What on earth does that mean? What does that mean? So says the Sefer Kata Kemach the following. Look at the first paragraph. Loshen Baruch Atah Hashem, Hu Loshen Shevach V'Tehila. It's an expression of praise to Hashem. Omar, we're saying, Halei Atah Hu Mekar HaBrocha. You are the source of all bracha. That's what Baruch Atah Hashem means. You, Hashem, are the source of all brachas. He doesn't need our brachas. We're not blessing God. So Baruch Atah Hashem, we're acknowledging the fact that you, Hashem, are the source of all brachas. Shevimenu Yovoi HaShefa L'chol Nishba. That all bounty, all benevolence to all of us comes from you. That's what Baruch Atah Hashem. So it's a praise to Hashem. We acknowledge the fact that He is the source of all blessing. Next paragraph, Ein HaBrocha Tzorech HaGvoya, it's not to benefit Hashem, Gvoya the High, and a Tzorech Hediyot, it's a benefit to us. Ki Kiven Shehu Mekar HaBrocha, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekar of all Brocha, V'chol HaBrochas Mishtashalos Mimenu, and all Brochas sort of devolve from Him, Ein HaToyeles V'haribu Ki Im Eleinu, the benefit is ours. Ki Misha Mevarech HaMashe Nehneh, because someone who makes a bracha on that which he benefits from, who made al ha-hashkocha shehu yisbarach himtzi mozen shvelim, he is testifying on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his divine providence, provides food for all of us, for shvelim, for the lowly us, kadeh sheyichyu, in order that we can live. U'bizchusom ha-tvua misbareches va-peres misrabin, and in the zuchus of that, the produce is blessed and the fruits become many. Last paragraph, Kiven Shemotzinu Pasuk Mole Batoira. Since you have a full pasuk, a source for us to make brachas, ki hu yisale tzivo isonu levarech al muzeinai, v'chalta v'sovato v'irachtas Hashem lekecha, mikan yeshlilmo et sheyesh ala odom chayva atzuma, that a person has a very powerful obligation, lihizoya b'brachas, Hachayva, to be very careful when it comes to brachas, which we're obligated to do. V'gamba brachas hanenin, and also brachas hanenin. Brachas hanenin means things we get benefit from, i.e. food and things like that. There are different types of brachas. There's brachas which are brachas ha-mitzvahs. You make a bracha when performing a mitzvah, al natilas lulav, shofar, whatever it may be. There are brachas ha-shevach, brachas which we give praise to Hashem. I'm sure some of you now in the winter made the bracha of Eisa Maisa Bereshit. If you saw the sea, if you saw something, the Alps, or wherever, maybe you made a bracha. Birchas Hanenin is brachas where you actually get physical benefit from. So you have a cup of coffee, make a shakel, that's a Birchas Hanenin. You're basically displaying the fact that Kodesh brought you your faith in Hashem, and you're acknowledging the fact that there is a design and a designer, and you are therefore a chosid and a yirei chet if you make brachas. So that's a very interesting introduction from the Sefer Kata Kemach. Now, moreover, there are many benefits to making a bracha. We're going to go through, there might not be time this week, but we'll go through some of the benefits of making a bracha, i.e. for us, like we just said, the bracha to Hashem, we're not blessing Hashem, we're acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of a bracha, and we're acknowledging that it's actually us who are the beneficiaries of this. But there are blessings to us, be it they have a spiritual nature, financial nature, protective nature, different types of brachas. But the Hakdama, I think, is important. Ultimately, we make brachas because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. Not because we're going to get a whole bunch of blessings as a result of it, which we are, but that's not why we do it. We do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so, and it's important to recognize that. There's a lovely anecdote. There was a fellow called Professor Yeshaya Leibowitz. He was his sister is probably more well known than him, Nechama Leibowitz, a famous educator. She wrote Perushim on Torah, I think. And she had a brother, Professor Leibowitz. Now, one time, this Professor Leibowitz was in hospital, and there was a Chabad yeshiva bacher who was going around putting on tefillin on those who hadn't put on tefillin and weren't able to. And Professor Leibowitz was a firm person who was a learned person, and this poor yeshiva bacher said something which rubbed him up the wrong way. He said he was going around the wards doing his it's a chesed going around doing putting on tefillin to people. And he said to this, he didn't know who he was, he said to Professor Leibowitz, he says, if you put on tefillin, it's a segula for a fushlema. And that was the wrong thing to say to Professor Leibowitz. And he said to this boy, do you think I put on tefillin with a segula for a fushlema? I put on tefillin because it says in the Torah, k'shartim lo yisad yodecha, v'hoilu tuitav yisbeninecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to put on tefillin. Are there fringe benefits? Yes. But that's not why I do it. Right? Halavai, we should be on such a madriga. You sometimes read reports that there are health benefits to bosa v'cholov, not eating meat and milk together, or avoiding certain type of shrotzim and things like that. But that's not why we do it. We do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. We have lots of brachas, some are min HaTorah, some are min Rabbonim. We do it because that's our lives, that's mitzvahs, we're instructed to do so. But there are some tangential benefits. Let's go through some of them. The first is an Arizal. So this is quoted by Reb Chaim Vital, the foremost disciple of the Arizal, in Shah Ruach HaKodesh Daf Tes, and it's brought in the Kaf HaChaim in Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph Sivov. Omar li Meiri, says Reb Chaim Vital, my Rebbe, the Arizal, told me, ki ika hasogus ha'odom el Ruach HaKodesh, the main way to achieve Ruach HaKodesh, so the holy spiritual levels, the key way to achieve spiritual greatness is by focusing and concentrating when you make birchas hanenin. So all of a sudden, your cup of coffee, your mezonos, or whatever it is, has more importance now. And the Arizal would caution us immensely on this. Moreover, the Matzah Moshe says, apart from the spiritual blessings, there is financial blessings. So the Matzah Moshe in Omid, on the Avodah, in the Tzidkus Vadayim, I've got it there in the big box in the middle there. Mikol halin shmo inan. From all the above we learn, tahan his heba brachos, oishrei v'hoinoi miskayim v'misrabe. If a person is very particular when it comes to brachos, his wealth and his assets will be preserved. Avu misha ein anisr bohem, but someone who is not careful when it comes to brachas, as I oishra nifsat, his wealth is lost, and his smayet and will be reduced, kenizka, like I mentioned above. For doimel abal hapikodim, it's similar to an owner of an item, shenos hapikodim la'odom, he gives over his item to deposit to someone else to look after, when marsheu la'asosim hapikodim hazek ritzono, and he says to him, look, do as you want with my item, and get whatever benefit you want from this item you're looking after. But do me a favor. Every time you use my lawnmower, my item, whatever I'm lending you, I'm looking at your deposit, I'm depositing with you, just give thanks every time. Just send me a text. Send me, say thank you. V'imka yasa, and if the borrower, the person uses it, does that, then as I yosef pikadah pikdonah, I'm more willing to give him other things. Yeah, you thank me every time you mow your lawn, so I'm happy to let you borrow my other items. But if I don't, and he sees me mowing the lawn, and I haven't thanked him, I'll be so annoyed, I'm not going to lend him other things, certainly, and I want it back. Cain, so too, Bala Pikadon. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenosin Pikadon L'Adam, he gives a Pikadon to a person. Ki kol kinyonei ha'olam hazeh, yesh le'adam, einem kinyon lo kinyon olam. Everything we have are not permanent loans. They're for us to use for the 70, 80, 120 years that we're in this world. Rakim Pikadon Etzlei, but whilst I'm using it, for Tluyim Berotzen Hashem Yizbarach, Shul Bala Pikadon. It all depends on the Bala Pikadon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can use these items as we wish. I can use them as I desire. But I just have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time I use them. That's what Birchas Hanenin means. It's a very beautiful idea. And if a person does this and he gives thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time he gets benefit in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fantastic. You're acknowledging my existence. You're acknowledging the fact that I gave you this pikadon. I'll give you more. Your wealth and your assets will increase. Whatever he will do, he will succeed, Kaniska, as we said. So you see some interesting financial blessings. There's more to say. We'll carry on. We'll pick up on this next week in Mitzvah Hashem. But that's a hakdama to Hilchos Brachos. And the plan is to go through lots of interesting topics. We'll finish off this next week. And then we'll discuss the 100 brachos a day, the other protections it gives. And then we'll go through halacha lemaisa. There's so many halachas that are relevant, very practical. And I think hopefully it'll be of interest and of relevance to all of us.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.